WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Atmospheric circulation is the large-scale movement of air and the means, together with smaller ocean circulations, by which heat energy is distributed on the surface of the Earth. While the large-scale structure of the atmospheric circulation varies from year to year, the basic climatological structure remains fairly constant. Individual weather systems, mid-latitude lows, or tropical convective cells do occur randomly, making changes to the overall pattern. Nevertheless, as climate is the average of these systems and patterns, it is stable over longer periods of time. The wind belts circling the planet are organized into three cells, the Hadley cell, the Farrell cell, and the polar cell. The vast bulk of vertical motion in the atmosphere occurs in the Hadley cell. There is generally one discrete Hadley cell that may split, shift, or merge in a complicated process over time. Low and high pressures on the Earth's surface are balanced by opposite relative pressures in the upper troposphere. The Hadley cell mechanism is well understood through the efforts of George Hadley. The atmospheric circulation pattern he described to provide an explanation for the trade winds matches observations very well. It is a closed circulation loop, which begins at the equator. There, the warm, moist air is lifted aloft in equatorial low-pressure areas, the Intertropical Convergence Zone, or ITCZ, to the tropopause and carried poleward. At about 30 degrees north or south latitude, the air descends in a high-pressure area. Some of the descending air travels equatorially along the surface, closing the loop of the Hadley cell and creating the trade winds. Though the Hadley cell is described as lying on the equator, it is more accurate to describe it as following the sun's zenith point, or what is called the thermal equator, which undergoes semi-annual north-south migration. Now, the Farrell cell, or mid-latitude cell, and the polar cell complete the overall circulation system of the atmosphere covering our planet. Yet another glimpse into some of the elements that go into creating our weather. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.